नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We're reading today from Canto 7, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 15, verses 62, 63, and 64. Bhavadvetyam kriyadvaitam Bhavadvetam kriyavaitam Dravyavaitam tatamanaha Dravyavaitam tatamanaha Partayan svanubhavyate Partayan svanubhudyate Trisapnandu nute munihi Trinsvapapnam nubuyate Trisvapnandu nute munihi Bhava Advaitam Oneness in one's conception of life. Kriya Advaitam, oneness in activities. Dravya Advaitam, oneness in different paraphernalia. Tata, as well as Atmanaha, of the soul. Vartayan, considered, swa, one's own, anubhuya, according to realization, iha, in this material world, trin, the three, swapnan, living conditions, wakefulness, dreaming, and sleep. Dunyute gives up Munihi, the philosopher or speculator. Translation. After considering the oneness of existence, activity, and paraphernalia, and after realizing the self to be different from all actions and reactions, the mental speculator, Muni, according to his own realization, gives up the three states of wakefulness, dreaming, and sleep. Let's say it now responsively. After considering the oneness of existence, activity, and paraphernalia, and after realizing the self to be different from all actions and reactions, the mental speculator, Muni, according to his own realization, gives up the three states of wakefulness, dreaming, and sleep. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The three words, Bhavadvait, Kriyadvait, and Dravyadvait, are explained in the following verses. However, one has to give up all the non-duality of philosophical life in the material world and come to the actual life of reality in the spiritual world in order to attain perfection. There's two more verses. karyakarana vastvakya darshanam pata tantuvat avastuvat kilapasya babadvaitam taduchite. The translation of this is, when one understands that result and cause are one and that duality is ultimately unreal, like the idea that the threads of a cloth are different from the cloth itself, one reaches the concept of oneness called Bhavadvaita. There's one other text, text 64. Yad Brahmani Pare Shakshat Sarva Karma Samarpanam Manodvak Tanubi Partha Krayadvetam Taduchite. That verse is, my dear Yudhisthira Partha, when all the activities one performs with his mind, words and body are dedicated directly to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one reaches oneness of activity called Kriyadvaita. Purport. The Krishna conscious movement is teaching people how to come to the stage of dedicating everything to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shridvaita, Shrigadadhar, Shubhasadi, Gobhakta, Brindo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Panchakalpa, Purukhischa, Kripa, Sindhu, Vayevacha, Patit Pava, and Pavneva, Vaishnavema, Namo Maham. Narayanam, Namaskritam, Naram, Chaiva, Narottamam, Devi, Saraswati, Vyasam, Ato Jayama, Deviya. This, today's verse, 62, discusses Bhavadvaitam, Kriyadvaitam, Dravyadvaitam. It discusses oneness in one's conception of life, oneness in activities, and oneness in different paraphernalia. So, in India, there is a school of thought, there is a movement, there are mutts, ashrams, there is an organization coming from Adi Shankaracharya, and they promote oneness. So here, in this verse, three different types of oneness are mentioned. So, as not to confuse the oneness of intention, the oneness of activity, the oneness of paraphernalia, not to confuse this with the oneness that the jiva is the same as Bhagwan, that the jiva is the same as Krishna, that we are all part of Krishna, that we are all part of some divine Brahman, not to confuse this, the Vaishnava Acharyas take great pains to very elaborately discuss and conclude how there is a oneness. There are four bona fide Vaishnav Sampradayas. These Sampradayas are in existence today all over India. Here in Vrindavan, there are different lines, different Vaishnav Sampradayas. In these Vaishnav Sampradayas, they do things differently. I'm going to ask you now of some of the differences, and I'm going to start by giving one difference between us, the Krishna Balaram Temple, the ISKCON movement, and some of these other Sampradayas. So I'm going to start by one thing, and I'm going to ask you to suggest some other things. In Udupi, in Karnataka, there is a Krishna deity, and the members of the Madhva Sampradaya, from which we are coming, the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, we are a branch from this Madhva Sampradaya. In this Madhva Sampradaya, they have Japamala, they chant on their beats a prescribed number of rounds, but they don't chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They chant on their Japamala, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So they are bona fide Vaishnavas, but there is a difference in this respect of the mantra that we chant on our respective malas between ISKCON and the members of the Madhva Sampradaya. So I would like you to tell me, any of you, raise your hand. There's no need to do the microphone, just shout out and I'll repeat it. Which other Vaishnav Sampradayas anywhere in India have any aspect of their practice, any aspect of their understanding which is different from ISKCON? Can anyone make... Yes, Prabhu? The Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya, in what way do they do a practice or have an understanding which is different from ISKCON? They are chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Narayanaya. Anyone else? Anyone else? Let me say one more thing. In the Ballabh Sampradaya in Rajasthan, there is a famous temple called Nathadwar. In Nathadwar, they don't have a deity plate. Here the pujaris will make up plates for the deities. We put 10 plates in front of 10 different personalities here. We have a plate for the deity with a spoon and so on and so on. In the Nathdwar temple, their understanding is that Krishna is unlimited. He can eat a whole mountain. He can drink a whole lake. He can drink a whole ocean. How can we limit Krishna to one little plate that a man can eat? So when they cook, they don't have deity dishes. They put the entire pot of rice, the entire basket of puri, the entire pot of sabji. Everything they cook, they put on the altar before the deity. This is a difference than what we do. Is there any other temples who do things a little differently? Okay, let's talk about different deities. Here we worship Gonikai, Krishna Balaram, Radha Krishna. Are there any other Vishnu temples from the four Vaishnav Sampradayas who have different deities, who have other deities than Krishna Balaram or Radha Krishna? Narayan deities? Where is there a Narayan deity, Prabhu? Sri Rangam, there is a Narayan deity. Is there any other deities? Which is the deity in Ayodhya, which is predominantly worshipped? Lord Ram. Which is the deity in Badrinath which is worshipped? Narayan. Which is the deity in Pandharpur? Vital. Which is the deity in Radha Parthasarathi temple in Chennai? Krishna on the chariot. Radha Parthasarathi. So there are different sampradayas with different acharyas, with different methods of worshipping, with different details of their worship to different deities other than Krishna Balaram. But these are bona fide sampradayas. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, when he collected 12 different commentaries on which to base our teachings, which Srila Prabhupada referred to when he was translating Bhagavatam, these are translations from these different acharyas. Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Balabhacharya, as well as the acharyas in our line. So they are completely, absolutely bona fide, but they're very different to us in many, many, many respects. So here we have this variety, but there is a oneness in purpose. There is this Advaita, this Bhavadvaita, this oneness of purpose. So there may be very, very different methodology. In the material world, there's a whole so many differences, so many different things. But the Vaishnava philosophy is that we don't distract ourselves from chasing the unlimited varieties of material combinations, but rather we focus our attention on giving our whole lives to Krishna. And how do we achieve this? A few verses earlier, we were discussing when Narad Muni, he's giving instructions to Yudhisthira, which is this entire seventh canto. And a few verses before, it was concluded that one should follow the instructions of our guru. Each of us here have a guru, or we aspire to be accepted by a guru. And once we are under this guru's teachings and his care, we should simply follow the guru, knowing that we will meet many, many people, especially if we're active preachers, who worship different deities, do things different, they have different understandings, different ceremonies, they have different priorities. So although we will come across so much difference, we should just accept the methods and the teaching of our own spiritual master. For example, with Ekadasi. We follow Ekadasi in a particular way. If you speak to different Vaishnavas, if you go to different temples, you will say that they approach Ekadasi very, very differently. In Udupi, they fast from rice and grains, beans, until midday. Then they take normal prasad. So there's if we talk to any of the people of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers who have different mutts, each of them follow Ekadasi differently. You can use carrots, you can't use carrots. They have different. So it's not important that we follow every tradition that we find out about in Vrindavan. It's simply sufficient that we follow the orders of Srila Prabhupada. In verse 63, the translation is, when one understands that result and cause are one, and that duality is ultimately unreal, like the idea that the threads of a cloth are different from the cloth itself, one reaches the conception of oneness called Bhavadvait. And before it was described that Bhavadvait is oneness in one's conception of life. So again, this is not referring to a oneness with ourselves and Bhagwan. We are never Bhagwan, we are different from Bhagwan. The philosophy that Lord Chaitanya espoused was achinta, bhed, abheda tattva. That inconceivably we are one, but we are different. And this is the oneness of Bhavadvait, this oneness of concept of which we are discussing here. Srila Prabhupada, his main preaching, which he refers to again and again and again in his purports, his main preaching was against monism, that there is only God, there is only Brahman, there is nothing else, that we are a part of Brahman. He preached very strongly against this, and he preached very strongly against atheism. Atheism, non-theism, no God, that there is no divine personality. Throughout the world, people have different understandings of what is God. Just like throughout the world, there is different names for the substance in this glass that here in India we call pani. In Bengal you call jal. In France they call l'eau. There's many, many different words for this substance, which the chemical formula is H2O. Two hydrogen atoms, one oxygen atom, makes water. 4/5 of the planet is covered in water. 1/5, 20% is land mass. But throughout the world, there's hundreds, there's thousands of different names for this substance. So people have different names for God. Allah, Jehovah, Narayan, Ram. There's many, many, many different names in different languages, but they're all referring to the divine deity of God, the divine personality. Atheism said that there's no personality. There is nothing except material nature. Srila Prabhupada preached very, very strongly against this. In fact, today, we don't have many monists. Monism means, from Shankaracharya, means that you are concluding that everything is false. That there is absolutely no purpose. You're wasting your time getting involved in anything material. Simply your meditation, your practice should be that you are part of the divine, and you have no other business. Srila Prabhupada said something similar to this one time. He said, I have nothing to gain and nothing to lose because I don't belong here. Of course, Srila Prabhupada very, very firmly understood that he was part of the spiritual world, that we're all part of the spiritual world. But the monist philosophy is that none of this is real. Brahma Satyam Vigyatam. That this is false. That only Brahman is Brahma Satya, but only Brahman is real. Only Brahman is true. Everything else is false. But practically speaking, we don't find people who subscribe to this. We don't find people who have no interest and no concern with the material energy that we see around us. Many people use this philosophy to become materialist. The threat to Hinduism today is not some other religion. It's not Islam. It's not Christianity. The threat is materialism. People are becoming more and more materialistic and more atheistic. And this was Prabhupada's main preaching, was against these things. In verse 64, said the Krishna conscious movement is teaching people how to come to the stage of dedicating everything to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yat Karoshi Nas, Yat Asnasi. The ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is the most confidential knowledge. There are many, many wonderful verses which Srila Prabhupada would often quote in the ninth chapter. The ninth chapter begins, verse 2, with Rajvijam, Rajguyam, Pavitramidam, Uttamam. Krishna is saying to Arjuna, this is the most sacred of all knowledge. This is the secret of all secrets. Rajvijam, the king of knowledge, and the most secret of all secrets. And then the final verse is verse 934, in which Krishna says, after explaining the whole chapter of the most confidential knowledge, Manmanava Babadmakto Majaji Mamnamaskaru. Just simply focus your mind on me, become my devotee, worship me, bow before me, and surely, surely you will come to me. This is a guarantee that Krishna gives to his devotees. It's a very, very sweet chapter, very, very nice chapter. So Prabhupada is quoting in the purport today a verse from this ninth chapter. He's saying, Yat karosi yad asnasi, yad jajosi dadasi yad, yad tapasyasi kunteya, tat karusva madarpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you eat, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, if whatever we do, whatever we eat, whatever we think, and whatever we plan is for the advancement of the Krishna conscious movement, this is oneness. So this is a very important statement he made. Yat karoshi, yasas nasi, everything you do, everything you eat, everything you perform, if this is done for the advancement of the Krishna conscious movement, he's not saying that if one does this for one's own advancement. So this is Prabhupada's mood. And this is a mood as we, his followers, as members of ISKCON, should try to cultivate. We are not undertaking sadhana. We're not tolerating austerities. We're not focusing for our own personal advancement. We are doing these things to serve Srila Prabhupada, to promote and extend the Krishna conscious movement. This is why we're doing things. This is the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada gave his most surrendered, his most senior disciples, the task of managing so many things. He did not extend to anyone the service of simply chanting, simply doing bhajan, simply focusing oneself on Krishna. In the very early days, there was a devotee here called Sabal, 1971-1972, and he approached Prabhupada when Prabhupada visited. He said, "Srila Prabhupada, I want to become Babaji." Prabhupada said, "Babaji?" He said, "I want you to build me a skyscraper in Vrindavan." This was the very first temple to offer nice facilities. The nicest facility in Vrindavan was the Jaipuriya Dharmshala. This was the nicest facility. But the Krishna Balaram guest house, this was at the time the very best facility. Western style rooms with Western style toilet facilities with attached shop, so on, nice rest, everything very, very nice. And Srila Prabhupada wanted to facilitate people coming. At the time, Vrindavan was dusty and decaying. And Srila Prabhupada, he put Vrindavan on the map internationally. I was speaking to one devotee yesterday. I have a friend and his family. They're coming to Vrindavan for Kartik. There's one devotee, he, as well as his service to get some money for his house, he takes nice care of his mother. As well as doing this, he rents properties. He's a property agent. He doesn't own them, he's an agent, and he takes some small fee. So I said, "My friend is coming. How much does it cost to rent an apartment for the month of Kartik? One bedroom apartment." He said, "You can get for $6,000 a month." He said, "You can get for," I think these were ordinary months, not the month of Kartik. He said, $6,000 a month. He said, "You can get $8,000 a month. You can get $12,000 a month." I said, "Are they identical apartments?" He said, "More or less." I said, "What is the difference? How near it is to the Krishna Balaram temple?" He said, "Exactly. This is, the nearer you are to this temple, then the more money you have to pay. The further you go away, then the less it is." So this is a very, very expensive area. So Srila Prabhupada, he started and he wanted to facilitate all the people coming. Some people, many devotees, they would like Vrindavan to be the same as when they first came. The first day they come, "Oh, look at the parikram path, look at this." They wanted it. I love the development in Vrindavan. I love it. Because every apartment we see, every mandir we see, people are coming here to live and retire in Vrindavan. The very cool thing to do for middle class Delhi people is to drive down and spend the weekend in Vrindavan. So many of these new apartments which are being built are built by people who've been living in the Gulf. A man spoke to me 2 days ago. He said, I worked in Bahrain for 18 years. He said, "Now it was very difficult. We could not express our relationship with God. It's Islam." He said, "But now I have come to live here." So there's so many. So Prabhupada, he dismissed this person. He said, "I want to be Babaji." So any of our hankering, any of our determination, any of our ambition to personally make spiritual advancement, this was not the mood of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada gave his most dedicated, his most intelligent, his most sincere devotees, he gave them the task of managing the society and preaching to very high class people. So the people who do this work, of management. It's very nice that people aspire to be 24-hour kirtan. They only want to do kirtan. This is nice. This is a nice service that they feel drawn to. But to get this idea that this is the top service, Srila Prabhupada says, there is no difference between chanting for Krishna consciousness and working for Krishna consciousness. This is a very important point. People misunderstand this point. People, in general, they come to Vrindavan. They are not interested in the pastimes of Krishna in Kurukshetra. They are interested in the pastime, the rasa dance. They want to know about the rasa dance. They don't want to know about Krishna in Kurukshetra. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he established a discussion focus for the month of Kartik. He discussed every Kartik, he discussed the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj. There is a temple here that we go to in Braj, that we go to on Vrindavan Parikram. We go to Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was very much part of Vrindavan Leela. But people are not interested in Dhruva Maharaj. They want to focus on rasa dance. Prabhupada discussed here this verse from Yat Karosi, Yat Asnasi, which was in the Bhagavad Gita 9th, the most confidential knowledge. People, they don't come to Vrindavan to learn what is the most confidential knowledge as Krishna describing His glories in Bhagavad Gita and how a person should approach Him. Manmanava Babadmakto. No, they're interested in rasa dance. Srila Prabhupada, he took great pains to translate Srimad Bhagavatam, and he wanted that we study very carefully each day in class. All over the world we discuss a verse from Bhagavad Gita, from the first 9 cantos. Prabhupada wanted that we become very, very familiar with who is Krishna. Who is His different avatars? What is His different pastimes? What are the prayers of the different devotees to these different incarnations? Srila Prabhupada wanted us to become very, very familiar with the first 9 cantos before we enter, try to cultivate an understanding of Krishna in Vrindavan. But people are not interested in the first 9 cantos. They are interested in 10th canto, chapter 33. Does anyone know what is 10th canto, chapter 33? Rasa dance. So Srila Prabhupada, while his focus throughout the world was preaching very, very strongly against monism, of which actually very, very few, even in India, very few people, some people do, but very, very few people practice this. People use monism as an excuse for materialism. And Prabhupada preached very, very strongly against atheism, which is just materialism. And here in Vrindavan, Prabhupada preached very strongly against sahajya. And sahajya is thinking that with my material mind and senses, I can enter into an understanding of Krishna's most intimate pastimes. This is sahajya. This is very, very popular amongst neophyte devotees. I went to Radhakund the other day, and I saw so many Eastern European people sitting here and there, and just feeling that they can enter into the spirit of Krishna's intimate pastimes. There are disciples of Srila Prabhupada who have left ISKCON and taken shelter of some teacher who again is teaching these intimate pastimes. So Srila Prabhupada spoke very, very strongly against this. Srila Prabhupada gave us gave ISKCON a place at the table of all the world religions. A few years ago, in London, the devotees decided to have an interfaith conference that they would organize. They invited, they sent letters, they called, they visited the headquarters of all the different churches and synagogues and temples in England, and they invited the different people to come. Everyone came, and they had very, very nice discussions. What is the nature of God? How do we serve God? Just to see the commonality and to let people know that we're not different from them. We also believe in the same God that they do. We just have a slightly different approach, and Vaishnavs are very, very strict about how they approach God. What is our practices? What is our sadhana? And so on. So, it was very successful. People wrote back, thank you very much. I learned so much. I hope you have more. I want to come again. So the next year, they again wrote to the same people, the same contacts, please come again. We're going to get, you know, this. The Catholic Church, the Archbishop of Westminster, he is the head priest, he is the head pontiff of the Catholic Church in England. He wrote back and said, I'm not sure if we can come, if we're going to be able to attend. The devotees thought, oh, what have we done to offend them? What have they? So they wrote very nicely, and they called him. They called, say, is there some problem? Should we change? No, don't misunderstand, he said. When you gave us the first invitation, he said, we sent an email to Rome, to the Catholic Church, to the Vatican and Rome. They have asked us to come, Hare Krishna thing, they're having, what do you want us to do? Vatican says, yes, you please go, you take a note of what everyone is saying, you send us a full report of everything which has transpired. He said, and this is what we did. We said we had a nice time, this is what happened. They said this, they had recordings, so they sent it back to Rome. So he said, this time we have asked, you sent us this other invitation, again we contacted Rome, they want us to come again, what do you want us to do? They said, Rome said, no, we don't think we want you to go, we want to send our own delegation from the Vatican. And this is the stature that Prabhupada has given ISKCON. People take us very, very seriously around the world because we are practicing what we preach. So it's very, very important in this chapter, instruction for civilized human beings. Srila Prabhupada has very, very carefully explained what we should do. He's quoting so many sources from so many Mahajans. And here he is in Narad Muni instructing Yudhisthira, because of Yudhisthira's question at the Rajasuya sacrifice about Shishupal. This whole volume, 800 pages, is Narad Muni's instruction to Yudhisthira. And a few verses ago, it's summing up. There's two or three more verses, the instruction is finished. Srila Prabhupada, a few verses ago, Narad was saying, the substance, the conclusion of the whole teaching is, number one, you should follow the instructions of the spiritual master. And number two, you should live your life according to the Shastra. So here in the world, it's atheism and it's monism, it's materialism, denying there's any God. People, there's no God, I'm just going to indulge my senses in every way that science can invent, new ways. I'm going to do it. I need first to do it. And here in Vrindavan, the most important instruction is that we don't have a tendency for sahajya. That thinking with our material mind, with our material senses, we can participate, we can understand what is Krishna's rasa with the gopis, with Radharani. This is most dangerous for Vrindavan. So Prabhupada, he makes a point in this, he said, there is no difference by chanting in Krishna consciousness and working in Krishna consciousness. So we may think, I only want to do kirtan, I only want to do this. We should do whatever is necessary, whatever. Prabhupada said, do the needful. Whatever is necessary, this is what we should do for this Krishna conscious movement. In this interfaith conference in London, one very sweet devotee, very nice, my god sister Sarva Mangala, she was making a point, making a presentation at the end, and she said, and my god sister, and she referred to her god sister, and in the end, one lady, she is very, very high up in the Anglican Church. She's an archdeacon, she's a priest in the Anglican Church. She said, excuse me, she said, what is this expression, God sister? And Sarva Mangal said, well, God sister means my lady friend who's, we share the same beliefs, we practice the same teachings, and we travel the same spiritual path together. She said, this is my god sister. And lady said, okay, thank you. So then, on the second conference, a year later, people were talking, introducing themselves and so on, and the same lady, the archdeacon, very, very high up, the top lady in the Anglican Church, she's a priest, she said, thank you all, it's so nice to see you, and I would like to thank especially my god sister Sarva Mangal for having invited us. So Sarva had said, this is, we're on the same spiritual path, we have the same beliefs, we're traveling the same journey, we give association and strength to each other to continue this journey. So she was including herself, acknowledging that we're all on the same path, we're all God. And so this is the variegated in oneness, which is talking about this Bhav Advaita. This is what it is. That we have tremendous potency as devotees. And not that we should just come here to Vrindavan to retire. The real workers, Prabhuji, visiting for a few days and then going back out into the trenches to do the work. This is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. That here in Vrindavan, we recharge our batteries so that we can go back all over the world. It may be that some of you live here. So contact your friends with email, your family, your friends, your... There is so much preaching to be done. So many programs, so many rathiyatras, so many... So Srila Prabhupada wanted not that we just chant in Krishna consciousness, but we work in the Krishna conscious movement. He said there is absolutely no difference. Srila Prabhupada ki. Does anyone have any comment? Does anyone have any question? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.